It's day 259 of hashtag 365. And it's time for the next weigh-in. Man, I'm super nervous about this. Day 14 of the blood sugar diet. I was 16 stone 3 pounds at the last weigh-in, this time last week. And 16 stone 11 pounds 2 weeks ago. So the weight loss has been pretty dramatic. And you know, I've been honest with you the whole time. It's not like it's been smooth sailing. I've not stuck religiously to 800 calories every day. There's been times where I've drunk and gone over it, eating kebabs and fried chicken and all sorts of crap. But the weight loss has still been utterly dramatic. And as you know, if you've been listening to the podcast over the past 365-day journey, well, not all three, you know what I mean, I've been intimidated by the 16-stone range the whole time. You know, I knew that getting through the 16-stone range was going to be an enormous task. And I knew that coming out of the other side of it into the 15-stone range was going to be a turning point, not just for the journey, but for my life generally. Because you know what I mean? Every single time, the reason it matters so much to me is because every single time you see that new number at the start of your weight, you can say to yourself, I'm never going to get above that again. Do you know what I mean? When I see a 15, I can say to myself, I'm never going to get above that 15 again. I remember it happened when I came out of the 17-stone range into the 16. I saw that 16 at the start of my weight and I thought, I'm never going to go wrong. I'm never going to mess it up again. And there was a time I did creep back up to 17 and I hated it and I was so determined and it strengthened my resolve and I brought it back down again. And the same thing's going to happen when I hit the 15-stone range and the same thing's going to happen when I hit the 14-stone range. I just know it is. It sets like a benchmark because I don't want it to be the case that I have to count calories for my whole life. You know I talk positively about this journey and I know I'm always trying to couch things in positive terms and kind of be uplifting and try and be a bit inspirational where I can and all that kind of stuff. But it is hard. Of course it's hard. This has been really hard to date. You know, what are we on? Day 259. Day 259 consecutive days of not only doing a podcast, but far more challenging than that. Staying on top of this, body and mind. You know, food has been such an integral part of my life for so long. It's been such a comfort to me for so long. And to not have it, it's hard, man. Like I'm a social creature as well. Like I love going out with friends for food. It was my birthday the other day. And we didn't usually we'd go out for food. Get loads of drinks in, have a great time, eat loads, come away, stuffed, and all that kind of stuff. That's not where my head's at anymore. And I'm trying to figure out, you know, how to do the whole social thing in a way that is still conducive to success, you know, during this 365-day period. But once I've hit my goals, once I'm there, I know that I'm able to have those blowouts. Because I can instantly mitigate it again. And I can keep once my weight is in the healthy place it should be, it's fine to have those blowouts. And if I see myself knocking a few pounds back on, well, just knock them back off again. No problem. When you're a healthy weight and your body's functioning how it should be, it's not a problem to mess it up like that. You just get it back. The challenge is sticking to it for such a long period of time because you need to see that downward trend all the time. The weight needs to be coming off, otherwise you get demotivated and you fuck it up. Excuse my French. But it's the reason I swear is because it's hard. And when I talk to people about it, obviously I'm always jovial and all the rest of it, but it is hard. And it has taken a toll. But I look down at myself and I feel lighter. Loads of problems that I've suffered with for years, like IBS. I used to get IBS so bad. You know, like run to the toilet, scream, like, oh God, my stomach so much. Oh my God. I haven't had an IBS attack like that. I can't remember the last time. Months and months. Like my palate is so much more receptive to food. Like I really enjoy fruit, I really enjoy vegetables. I can feel the benefit immediately when I put it in my body. Like all of that stuff is really good, but that doesn't mean it's not been hard. You know? Anyway, I don't know why I'm saying all this. I'm in a bit of a weird mood today, I think. But yeah. So I've been languishing in this 16 stone range for far, 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 far too long. And whether I'm out of it or not, I don't know. I genuinely don't know. But I'm looking down at myself. I look slimmer and healthier than I've been in ages. There's still loads to lose. I've still got loads of fat around my saddlebags, around my sides, and I've still got belly fat, and I need to get rid of it. But I feel good. I was 16 stone, 3 pounds last week at the weigh-in. Let's find out what I am now.
It's time for the weigh-in.
Oh, God, super nervous. Let's step on these scales and find out where we're at, shall we? Here we go. Get off my chair. Oh, man. Okay, it says 16 stone on the nose, but it did flick on 15 stone 13. Let's do that again. Ah, I did the same again. It like paused on 15 stone 13 and then just went up to 16 stone. One more time. All right, there we go. 16 stone. 16 stone on the nose. Oh, I thought I had it then. God damn it, that's close. I thought I had it. Oh my God. I was about to lose my mind. 16 stone on the nose though. You know, given that this week hasn't been the best week, I'm really pleased with that. I'm really pleased with that. And because I'm doing the blood sugar diet, because it is really restrictive calorie-wise, I know by the end of tomorrow, I'm not going to weigh myself, but I know by the end of tomorrow, if I stick to it, I'll be under that 16 stone. Man, that is a massive turning point. Massive. And do you know what's really exciting as well? That puts me back on track. At 16 stone, I am back on track with my weighing goals. In fact, I'm ahead of my weighing goals. Because I had to readjust them because, yeah, I knew it wasn't going to work the way it was plotting. So I readjusted them back. I was supposed to be 16 stone 3 today. I'm 16 stone, so I'm 3 pounds under that weight loss goal. But next week I've got it in as 15 stone 12. So I've got to get 2 pounds off this week. And then it's 2 pounds off every single week until day 365 if I want to hit that 14 stone. So, yeah, I mean, I'm absolutely stoked on that. That's amazing. Almost incredible, but still amazing.